Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he made a direct appeal to House Speaker Mike Johnson for more U.S. aid to Kyiv. NPR's Barbara Sprunt says Republicans in the House remain divided over an aid package already passed by the Senate as Ukrainian forces run low on weapons and ammunition in their fight against Russia's invasion.
In a statement on social media, Zelensky says he briefed Johnson on the, quote, battlefield situation in Ukraine. He said quick passage of U.S. aid to Ukraine by Congress is vital. He wrote, quote, "We recognize that there are differing views in the House of Representatives on how to proceed, but the key is to keep the issue of aid to Ukraine as a unifying factor. Aid to Ukraine is an issue that divides House Republicans and one the Speaker has to face when Congress returns from recess in April." Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The UN's top court is ordering Israel to open more land crossings to allow additional humanitarian aid into Gaza, including food, water, and fuel. The directive from the International Court of Justice stems from a lawsuit brought by South Africa. Maryland's governor says large cranes are being moved to Baltimore to clear the tons of twisted metal and concrete left by this week's bridge collapse. Crews need to remove debris from the Patapsco River to recover the bodies of four maintenance workers who were killed on Tuesday when a container ship struck a support on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending much of that bridge into the water. The bodies of two other workers have been recovered. They were working on the bridge when the nearly 1,000-foot container ship struck the support. Two others were rescued shortly after the collapse. Governor Wes Moore says it could take weeks or months to clear the river of debris and reopen the port of Baltimore to ship traffic. The founder of the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. As NPR's Rafael Nam reports, Sam Bankman-Fried defrauded investors out of billions of dollars.
Bankman-Fried was once the ultimate crypto celebrity. Nerd cool, with his oversized t-shirt and big hair, he socialized with pop stars like Katy Perry and sports stars like Tom Brady. But FTX, the crypto exchange he founded, collapsed in spectacular fashion in late 2022. Soon after, Bankman-Fried was arrested, and he then was convicted of 7 criminal counts, mainly focused on fraud. A jury determined he had stolen at least $8 billion from his FTX customers. Bankman-Fried's 25-year prison sentence is well short of what prosecutors recommended, but far longer than his defense team asked for. Lawyers say he might be able to serve as little as 12 years. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. House Republicans are inviting President Biden to testify as part of their impeachment inquiry of the president. He's not expected to do so. A new study suggests landfills contribute to climate change at a greater degree than scientists had thought. NPR's Lauren Sommer says the concern is emissions of methane gas.
Carbon dioxide gets a lot of attention for climate change, but there's another gas that's even more potent. It's methane, and one way that it's released is when organic waste, like food scraps, decomposes in landfills. Methane is 80 times more powerful at trapping heat than carbon dioxide is over a 20-year period. Researchers from the University of Arizona and NASA measured methane using aerial flights over a fifth of the country's landfills. They found methane levels are almost 3 times higher than what's reported to federal regulators. Some landfills trap their methane gas, which can be burned to make electricity. Keeping food waste out of landfills is also key to reducing these emissions. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Top-seeded North Carolina is out of this year's NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. Alabama rallied from an 8-point halftime deficit last night to beat the Tar Heels 89-87 and advance to the tournament's Elite Eight. The Crimson Tide's Grant Nelson hit a 3-pointer with 38 seconds left to put 4th-seeded Alabama ahead for good. Alabama will next face Clemson tomorrow night. There's no trading today on Wall Street because of the Good Friday holiday. Stocks ended mostly higher yesterday. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.